Hi, this is Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to talk to you for a little bit and see if I can help some nice people here that might need some help. What I would like to talk about is higher frequencies and how to attain higher frequencies and how to stay there. Number one, we have to get rid of negative thought. How do we get rid of negative thought? Not that hard. What we need to do is meditate on love. Now, I know love is a used word that we hear all the time, but it's extremely important that we get in touch with things that are of a higher vibration. The way to get in touch with higher vibration is to let go a lower vibration. There's love, and then there's love of self. And I'm not talking about an emotional love. I'm talking about a spiritual love, a love that is with you and endures forever. The spiritual growth, how do we get in touch with that growth? Not that hard. You need to find something that relates to you at a higher level. Let's say, for instance, I can see the Holy Temple in heaven. One of the ways that I can reach that and attain that is to be able to shut my eyes and go through my body and leave my body and go up towards heaven until you get to a higher realm of energy. And that higher realm of energy will give you tremendous light, tremendous love, tremendous harmony. And what you can do as you're meditating, or not even meditating, just shut your eyes and reach a level that will bring you joy. Don't think about things that are negative. Things that are negative are very hard to look at. It takes a lot of work to work on negativity. Positivity takes absolutely none. What we need to do is use a higher frequency for the best and good that we can come into. So when you think of the best and highest that you can come to, I would certainly do that. In other words, if you're thinking about a loved one, if you're thinking about your children, if you're thinking about going on a wonderful trip for 2 weeks to the Caribbean, I would highly suggest that start thinking about the water. Start thinking about the blue and beautiful water. See yourself swimming. See yourself falling in love with the wonderful, wonderful weather down there, and take a look at the sun. Take a look at the moon. Take a look at things that are really important to you. Some people don't think those things are important, but they're rather important to look at. Without the sun, we have nothing. Without the moon, we have nothing. So there's a lot of beautiful ways that we can contact and just stay radiated with the sun. The best way of doing that I found out is, I usually teach people this when I see them, but I can teach it to you without seeing you, and I think it would be a good thing to do in terms of wanting to be at a much higher level. What we can do is stand outside directly towards the sun. If you look directly towards the sun, you will see a magnificent energy that you've never felt before. Open up your hands and face the hands, the inner palms, towards the sun. If you can take your head and turn it until you feel energy flowing through your head, through your body, that's the first left-hand turn. You stop and hold it there for about 5 seconds. Go to the next left, hold it there for about 5 seconds when you come to the second energy spot, all the way till you get to 7. There is an 8th, but we don't want to touch that yet until you get involved with this and be able to open up all your energy sources. You bring your head slowly back to the right, in the center, and hold it there. Give yourself about 30 seconds and do the same thing on the right side. Move your head towards the right side, and you'll feel energy going through your body. And that's really good for opening up a lot of different kinds of energies that you don't need anymore and bringing in the powerful sun energy and energy from heaven. If you do all those spots, and you do that for about 5 minutes, maybe 2.5 minutes on one side, 2.5 minutes on the other side, I think you'll see that your energy will be much more open. I would do that during the daylight, when you can actually see the sun. You'll find that your body will clear with tremendous gusto. And what I mean by that is by bringing in the light of the sun, because sun gives us light, love, it gives us growth, gives us harmony. And of course, it has the energy from heaven in it. So the more that we can open those, these are meridians that I'm talking about that we're opening up. You can bring those into perspective by feeling that light and energy, and that energy will carry you very far. And it's really, really beautiful to use. So with that kind of energy entailed in your body, you can last a day with just a lot of gusto, a lot of energy, and utmost more than anything else, a lot of wisdom, because what you're doing is opening up your body. You're allowing the negativity to leave, and you're bringing in the light of God, the light of the sun, the light of nature, the light of universe. It's coming through the sun. Everything comes from heaven, and thank God that God has given us the sun and the moon. But that's what you can do with the sun. There's a lot of other techniques that we can do, but I think this is very important to talk about. The more you do that, the more your insides will open up, the more the aura on the outside will open up. That's how I get a lot of strength. So every time you move your head to the left or to the right, very slowly, you receive energy with your hands open facing the sun. It doesn't make a time when to do it, as long as you're facing the sun during the day. It's extremely important to understand that we've been giving a lot of love and a lot of ways of being able to open up to new energies that are absolutely fantastic to use. Those energies can be found just by sitting down and meditating in silence. You need to meditate in silence and listen to the voice of silence. It's the most powerful voice on the planet. You want to learn stuff? Sit in silence and meditate. Listen to what comes to you after you come out of meditation or during meditation. What I do is that I take a pencil and a piece of paper. Whatever I feel and whatever I hear, I write it down. During meditation, out of meditation, during sleep, during nightmares or dreams or whatever the case may be, because sometimes even bad dreams will give you an idea of where you're at and what's going on with you. So it's very important to be able to hear and see and follow the value of what you have. Usually what happens if you have a nightmare, and you're meditating all day, or you're meditating, what I do, to give you an idea why I'm saying that, is that I meditate each client that I have, and I'm a massage therapist. I use energy work to be able to get in touch with any kind of things, brain patterns that I'm getting involved with. So in other words, if I'm meditating and I'm being told to use 5 strokes, I'm not using 4 strokes or 6 strokes, I'm using 5 strokes. And it's very important to realize that there is a value to that. When the heavens start speaking to you and the body starts speaking to you, you listen to what it has to say. It has a value that is absolutely perfect. And if you listen to that and you follow that, your energy and the high value of the frequencies that you're looking for are there. The idea of having this kind of energy is very potent, and the idea of it is that it ends brain chatter. brain chatter. Brain chatter is something when you're listening to the brain and you're doing 50,000 things a second, or you're listening to that. Through meditation and through this equivalency of doing this work by turning your head seven times and feeling the energy as you're turning it each time, you need to go very slowly. And as you feel that energy, allow it to cleanse the meridian that is being worked on. The energy will go through there. If it doesn't feel like it's going through there for some odd reason, you can say, I breathe in the breath of God, and breathe it through, right through the center of the meridian, and how that feels to you. You'll be clear. It's absolutely amazing, the energies that can be cleared out of the body, and very quickly. So, in other words, if you have an emotional trauma, if you have something that you really want to work on, every time that you're saying, I breathe in the breath of God, or any time that you're turning your head to the left or the right, you're using this sun energy. Not that we're worshiping the sun. I don't believe in that. What I believe in is allowing things to help you to move further. So what we need to do is worship God at that particular point, because God is giving the energy to the sun to be able to do whatever it needs to do. We have the power to connect to those wonderful, wonderful sources of energy and light. That's one way of attracting tremendous energy, tremendous frequencies, and to be able to stay with that. So if you did that every day, you would become really, really powerful, almost superhuman. In terms of energy, just by the frequencies that are being used. So what I would highly suggest is that when you're using these kinds of energies, thank God for them. When you're done with a series, let's say you can do it in 3 minutes aside, 2.5 minutes aside, or whatever the case may be, 6 minutes total, 10 minutes, however much time you want to take, please use this device. I think you'll find it to be very clearing, very soothing, and to really work. It's the idea of letting go without suffering. In other words, a lot of us have the ability to let go permanently. A lot of us don't have the ability to let go permanently. But what we can do is with this gift that God has shown me and my master shown me, that you can actually end the ability not to be able to free yourself, but to be able to free yourself, which is what we really want to do. And that will not come back. Once it's free, you're free. And it's going to take a little time, because the energy is so clear and so high and so profound. You're going to be walking around. You might have a little shaking in your spine, which will cause you to shake. But what's happening is that these energies are so pure and so fast. I mean, you're just clearing yourself beyond anything that you can compare to. So that's what I would use. It really, really does work for me, and I know it'll work for you. We need to be able to use these lights, these wonderful, tremendous, transparent lights that are coming through to us, and to be able to become transparent in our own right. A few of my clients, maybe about 5 or 6 clients out of the 150 that I have, I did have 150, I'm backed off now, I keep on forgetting that I'm semi-retired. Let's say that I'm doing, I've got maybe 60, 70 people that are coming to me a month, and I've backed down on prices and everything because things are tough for people. So what we're doing is that we're bringing in all this love. We're bringing in everything we possibly can to make things work. The reason I'm saying this to you, the money is not important. What's important for me to do is to help humankind as much as I possibly can. If the money's there, it's there. If it's not there, it's okay. God is telling me what to do. He has always made sure that there have been food on the table for me and a lot of love, and that's all that I really want. The idea of letting go, the idea of moving forward at a higher frequency level, is easy to attain. There's nothing really difficult about it. if anybody wants to talk to me or be send some loving energy to you, please give me a call at 1-888-815-9756. In the area of Los Angeles, it's 1-530-876-3222. And please don't hesitate to give us a call. We're more than happy to help you. And the reason I'm saying that we're more than happy to help you is I'm not alone with this. I am listening to what my guides are telling me, and I'm listening to what angels are telling me, and I'm listening to what the glory of the Lord is telling me. So it's a lot of fun to do. Just be in touch with yourself. Be in touch with the energies around you. You can actually feel the rhythm of the energy inside of you. You can feel the rhythm of the earth that's outside of you. If you just, you know, try to realize that we have the power to get in touch with that rhythm. And once you start opening up to that, that's the higher energies that you want to feel. Even the first time you do this, you'll feel a big difference in light. You'll feel love. You'll feel harmony. You'll feel compassion. So that's a good point for you to start at. It doesn't take a lot of meditation. It just takes a lot of love. And love yourself more than you've ever loved yourself before. Because when you open up to more love, you're opening up to more compassion, and you're opening up to more heavenly light. And that light alone will make you feel better. That light alone will give you more scenery than you've ever saw before in your life. And we've done that many times on the program here, where I would send people light, and they would actually look at the flowers outside or the flowers in their house, and the vibratory quality of the change of their life happens instantaneously, because that energy is coming down from heaven, and it's just following you and just loving you so much. And hello?
Hello? Hi there, Steve.
Yes?
My name's David in Australia. I'm listening to your show, and I've been wanting to call you for a while.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in Tasmania.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
What can I help you with?
Well, I love your show, and you're talking about things that definitely interest me. But
thank you.
I was wanting to make use of your wonderful healing abilities, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What seems to be wrong? The light is coming down from heaven already, and it's
right.
Opening up your heart. So you continue and tell me what you want to tell me. I have an idea what God is doing, so please tell me what's going on.
Well, it's interesting that you mention the heart, because I'm fairly confident that's one of my centers I've probably got a lot of trouble with.
Right.
But I guess, you know, as we go to a doctor for a physical, I was hoping to come to you for an energetical, I guess, an overall
okay.
reading of what I do need, because
right.
it's been troubling me for some time. And
okay.
I was also interested in your work on past lives, whether you may see that there's some influence there that may be affecting
where, sir? The influence of where?
Past lives.
Oh, past lives. Okay.
Yes, you said you did some work on that. And
yes, I did.
I've kind of intuitively just been wondering about that for many years, and
mm-hmm.
hoped you might help me there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let's get you into the present.
Yep.
We're opening up your heart. What I need you to do is just focus, because you have a lot of brain chatter, I'm sorry to say. But we're
going
to open
that.
You up. Do you understand brain chatter?
Monkey mind?
Yeah, in other words, what happens is that when you think, you're thinking about 50,000 things at once. What we need to do is to stop that pattern. So what we're going to do is, there's a lot of energy going through the top of your head, going through your heart, and going into your gut right now. And there's a lot of darkness coming out of you. So what I need you to do is just be still and allow that energy to go through you, because your chakras are opening up now. Here we go. Okay, good. You're coming down. You're becoming more balanced with your energy. Stay with me. Good. Do you feel your energy coming down? Can you also feel yourself that you're coming back into grounding? Can you feel that?
Yes, I'm quietening down.
Good. Let's just focus on that. That energy is coming right through you. Your hands just lit up. There's a lot of energy coming through your hands. Your hands, the inner chakra of the hand at the fingertips is about an inch and a half open, but the part of chakra that I'm talking about that goes to heaven, I can see about a foot from your body, and I can see the energy opening up around your body now. That's beautiful. Allow your mind to clear, please. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself very centered right now.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, good. You should have tingling in your feet. Can you feel that?
Slightly, yes.
Good. What I would like you to do is take a look at the bottom of your feet. You should be able to see holes from the top of your feet through the bottom of your feet. There's chakras there. And you should be able to see through that. Can you see through that?
I do have a little bit of trouble with that, but I'm attempting to.
Okay, that's good. That's okay. I want you to take a look. Look between both of your feet. Look straight down, and you'll see a ball of light at the center of the earth. Can you see that?
I have to imagine I'm seeing it. I'm not clearly visualizing it.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine. That's fine. I'm looking at it, and it's really beautiful. You're at... I'm taking you down to the center of the earth.
Thank you.
Just bear with me. Just come down. Nothing's going to happen to you. I'm waiting till we get to the center. Let everything go around you. That's it. Can you feel your tailbone opening up now? Can you feel that? Can you feel almost like a hum? Can you feel a hum?
I'm trying to feel the hum. I did feel my
just
tailbone
relax.
Move.
Yeah, just relax with it. I can feel it, so it's happening. You're really grounding, so it's really important to stay tuned with me. Good. Allow the love to consume you. That's it. Bathe in all that love. It's all the way down to your pelvis. It's all the way down to your backbone. There's a lot of frequencies going on there. You should feel yourself opening up quite well. How does that energy feel to you? Whether you can see it or not, you're in the center of the planet. What we're doing is grounding you and cleansing you. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from heaven.
Yes, I don't quite have words. It feels very calm.
Yes.
At the moment.
And what you're doing is that you're centering to Mother Earth, and you're also receiving heavenly energy. So you're getting both energies at the same time, even though the energies are the same. We're trying to keep it so you understand that you're receiving energy from the planet and energy from heaven.
Okay.
You should be gaining more strength now. Can you feel that? Let me put it to you this way. Let me put it to you this way.
Yes.
You should have the eye of an eagle right now. You should be very, very focused.
I think I am.
Yep. Just stay there with me. Your body's just enjoying it and really lavishing in this tremendous light. It's changing your frequencies, so it's really, really wonderful to see.
Good.
Just stay there. Your body wants to stay here for a little while.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Pardon?
I'm pretty sure that's the case. I'm enjoying
yes.
this.
Yes, I know you're
Thank
enjoying
you.
It. The wonderful thing is it's all free. It comes from
heaven. Oh, I appreciate that.
It's not me. It's coming from God. I have nothing to do with it. All I am is a conduit. I don't take I don't take any kind of anything for this. This is all God. I'm just a conduit for it.
But I understand this, Stu.
Thank you.
I've listened to a lot of your archives, and I think what you do appears to me to be completely the right attitude. We shouldn't be
yes.
taking credit for this.
There's a way of actually, we need to be humble before God. We need to be humble before the sun. We need to be humble before everything. But most of all, we need to give God the credit for everything. He's the light and my love. Without him, I'm absolutely nothing. Okay, what I need you to do, you're bathing in this and you absolutely love it. You need this very badly.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So your body is really just enjoying this light. So I'm going to stay here with you until you come back up. You'll automatically come back up when it's time for you to come back up. But I want to be here just to be an assistance to you. But you're really feeling good with this. You've needed this for an awful long time. You should be able to feel the light in the center of your body. You should be able to feel it 2 inches below your belly button. You should be able to feel tremendous energy in that area. It's building up tremendously. It's called the chi.
Yes, I understand that.
Good. Now, what I would like you to do, evidently you have the phone in your hand. You do have a headset. I need
yes.
you to take your hands, turn them the palms up.
Yes.
And that's it. How does that energy feel now?
I feel a lot more peaceful than when we
yes.
started.
Yes.
And it feels
yes.
good.
That's wonderful.
No great surge of energy, but feels good. It's,
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
The body feels more one unit.
Wonderful. Take in all that energy. Just breathe that in. Okay, what you need to do, I breathe in the breath of God. That's it. I breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. Oh, that feels wonderful. Your body just wants to stay here. It loves the energy. Do you have a pencil and paper in front of you?
Yes, I do, Steve.
Okay. I'll ask you to write this down, please.
Yes.
The truth to me is very profound.
Yes.
It is a balance. A flower.
Yes.
A key to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Of never-ending love to myself. Second one.
Okay. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm writing.
Okay. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness. I glow in my own aperture of loveliness. Not limited to Mother Earth.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the same answer that they gave me in heaven. You need to figure this one out for yourself. Okay, took me a little while to figure that out, but you will. The last one I'll give you is, let me see which one it is. Give me a second. Be not afraid of who you are. For who you are
is
what I am.
Yes.
Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. Now, that means be not afraid of who you are, because God is with you all the time. There's no reason to have fear. When He's with you, nothing can harm you. We have to have the absolute freedom to make choices that are elegant, a very important word, elegant for us.
Yes.
To be gentle with ourselves. And that means that we need to treat everybody as holy beings. Everybody on this planet is connected to God. We are connected to each other on this planet.
Yes.
In the laws of the Bible, in the laws of the Torah, the five books of Moses, love your neighbor as yourself. Very important stuff. There are laws to live by. And it's actually a really good living lamp for us to live by. And those laws were given down by Moses, by Jesus, by whatever the case may be, whatever you believe in. And it doesn't matter because it's all the same stuff.
I agree. I try to live by these things.
Live by the laws that our ancestors lived by. And it's really, really important to do. It's wonderful to be able to talk about it, but the other thing is to live by it. We don't want to make things difficult for us. It does take a little sacrifice, but not too much, when the return is so great.
I agree with you.
That's where it's really beautiful. Go ahead. Please talk to me.
How do we find our life's work, Steve? I really appreciate what you're doing, and I'd like to turn my life to doing something. It may not be healing, although I'm really attracted to that. How do we find
Whatever it is that you love, whatever it is that you attract to yourself that is absolutely beautiful, that is absolute power to you, that gives you... Every time you think about it, that your body just goes wonderful into like a spastic love, a spastic communication between you and God. Whatever that is, you want to stay with it.
Right.
So now you've got to be feeling a lot better because you're open tremendously. How does that energy feel to you?
I agree. I'm feeling a lot better. Thank
okay.
you.
What I want you to do, you're about 15,000 miles from me, I think. What I want to ask you to do, hold your fingertips out like you're going to shake my hand.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pass you energy, and you should be able to feel it. Your hand should be able to feel that energy as I'm pressing against it. How does it feel to you?
Can't quite get it. I tend to be a little insensitive, Steve.
It's okay. Do you feel warmth?
Trying.
Just
can't get it.
Don't try. Just relax. Do you feel a pulsation moving in your fingertips? Can you feel something moving like a magnet in your hand?
Okay, I've got some tingling.
Yeah, good. Well, we're 15,000 miles apart, and I just moved the energy in your hand. That means that your aura is connected to heaven.
Yes,
everything that we do, everything we say, and everything we have is connected to heaven. So everything we do and everything we say is recorded. And that's why it's so important that when you say something, you have to mean it.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, Steve.
Good. And it's not bad if you don't sometimes. We're all human. We make mistakes. But what we need to do is to be a little bit more honest with ourselves. So when it comes time for us to really work with God, as you're doing now, the higher energies that you'll be reaching are higher than you've ever felt before. Because what you're doing is being grounded and balanced at a high level rate of energy. So you should be feeling completely different.
Yes.
Good. Is there anything else we can do for you this evening?
If I may, because I've been listening over some of the archives, and I know that you are involved with the nuclear receptors, and I was thinking one of those, maybe you could advise me what stone would be correct for me?
Yeah, I think the blue sapphire would be really good for you because you're connecting to your heart, and the blue sapphire will help your heart tremendously. We need to be more in touch with our hearts. God speaks through us, through his heart, through our hearts.
Okay. And here's one. This is a little bit difficult. Maybe you could reach out and just sense my wife what color she would like.
Okay.
Sorry if that's a difficult one.
No, it's not actually difficult. I need to turn my light on. I'm sitting in darkness. I do that from time to time. Your wife needs... She needs an emerald. It's good for balance, the equilibrium, the thyroid gland, throat, the hypothalamus, and weight control.
Bingo.
Excuse me?
Yes, that's good, Steve. Thank you. I think you're spot on.
Is she there?
No. Well, she's in the house, so she's just not in the room.
Would she like to talk to me for a minute?
Ooh, this is putting her on the spot. I'll ask. Just a moment. Thank you.
Sure. Hello? Just a minute, folks. I want to see if I can help this young lady.
Thank you, Steve. She'll be here in just 2 seconds.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. What is her name?
Her name is Marina. Just a moment. Here she comes.
Okay.
Hello, Steve. It's Marina.
Hi, Marina. How you doing? You sound wonderful.
Well, nice. So do you.
Thank you. Is there anything I can do for you tonight, honey?
I'm completely unprepared at the moment.
Oh, okay. Can I open up your heart a little bit? Would that be okay?
That sounds lovely.
Okay, let's just focus just for... Ah, there it goes. Very good. Your whole body is lightening up very, very quickly. Can you feel a radiance around you right now?
I can.
Good, honey. Good. Do you have... Let's see. What time is it over there, may I ask?
It's 10:45 in the morning.
Okay.
On a Sunday.
Would you do me a big favor, honey? Would you look out? Do you still have leaves on your trees?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's only just drying.
Yes. Do you have flowers, honey, outside?
Not from where I'm sitting.
Okay. If you look at the trees outside, I think you'll see the actual trees, the leaves are much greener. Your colors will be more vivid. How does that feel to you? Can you see them outside?
I can see. I can't
the say
that I
more,
can.
Are the colors more vivid?
Not that I can notice, no.
Okay. What we're going to do is open up your mind a little bit more through your heart. Can you feel that energy going through your head?
No, it's still more through my heart region.
Okay, good. Do you feel the energy flowing through your body?
I'm feeling a strange rush. I don't know what to compare it to.
That's okay. That's all right. The strange rush is the energy coming from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearing you very quickly. So that's why we're doing this. I'm going to be working on you, but I need to talk to your husband just for a second.
I'll just put him straight back on. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm back, Steve.
Okay, I want you to do me a favor. I would like you to look at the leaves outside on your trees and see how much clearer the energy is, how much clearer the light and the green is on the leaves. Can you see that?
Look, a little bit of a distance, but I can't see it a lot, but I'm really looking forward to going out and touching a tree and seeing if I can communicate with it in a while.
Okay. Do you have any flowers in the house?
Not in here, Steve. So I can't verify that one for you completely.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you have anything that's beautiful in the house that you've seen before? That's what I'm trying to find. Is there any colors in the house in your artwork or anything else of that nature?
Yes. There are colors around, Steve. I just can't pick a huge difference. But I really didn't take it before to compare by.
Right. Sometimes it's difficult. I should ask you that question in the beginning, so later on you can actually see it a little clearer and more concise. But that's okay.
How do you feel now? Oh, great. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I'm still working on your wife.
Thank you.
Yeah, she should be. May I talk to her again, please?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
I'm back, Steve.
Hi. Do you feel more centered and more relaxed? More grounded?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it, Steve.
Okay. That's okay. Do me a favor, put your hand out in front of you.
Yeah.
Put it up. I'm going to connect my hand to your hand. Put your palm up going out. How does that energy feel to you?
Feels feels quite hot in my palm.
Yes, yes, good. I've made a contact with you and it's really working. That's wonderful. It's wonderful to be working with you.
So
we're making we're making some pretty big changes in your body right now.
It could do with some pretty big changes.
Good, honey. Good. Do you have more vision, honey? Can you see more peripherally?
I'm sorry, I can't see any difference.
What I'm doing, I'm looking at your eyes through my eyes, and I can actually see more peripheral vision from you than you had before. So what you need to do is just relax at some point and just look straight ahead, and you'll see more peripheral vision along the back of your eyes.
Okay.
You'll see more energy. When you're looking straight ahead, you're feeling a lot more grounded. What you'll need to do is just look straight ahead, and you'll be able to see more peripheral vision, which is at the side of your eye.
Yeah.
So you should be able to see a lot more, because your eyes are opening up even more.
Okay. I've definitely got a good range of vision, but I don't have a point of reference, so...
That's okay. It's going to take a little while, maybe, but you should have that vision now. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be able to be used to that kind of energy right now, but you will be. I think when you calm down from all this, you'll be able to see more.
Yeah, it's almost 180 at the moment, so I guess that's pretty good.
Well, listen, I wanted to thank you for allowing me to work with you and your husband. That's really wonderful.
Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome. I send you a lot of love and light from heaven.
Thank you. It's been great to be talking to you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You two guys take care of yourselves.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a very lovely conversation with some people from across the ocean. It's wonderful working with beautiful people that are willing to keep their minds open even more and to love even more. So hopefully they'll be able to feel that type of energy as soon as they calm down a little bit. Her husband really opened up a lot tonight, and he has to get used to that, and she has to get used to it. So I think that energy will definitely help them in the long run. So that's really good to work with that kind of energy. If anybody else needs to call, please don't hesitate. Let me give you those numbers again. It's 1-888-815-9756 and 1-530-876-3222. So please give me a call. I'm willing to work with you, and I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can, and keep you more open and keep you as open as I can to the universe, and receive this wonderful energy from heaven that I've been able to, or God's been able to give me. So I'm willing to work with everybody that I possibly can. But anyhow, it's been fun this evening. It's always fun to connect with beautiful people and to try to help them as much as we can. But try to remember that we have the ability to be able to change our lives instantaneously just by saying, I breathe in the breath of God. It's just a wonderful thing to do. And my friend that we opened up to a little while ago, his consciousness is raising now. He's coming out of his gut and back into his mind. I can feel that as we're working. So he'll have a higher level of energy to work with, and so will his wife. It's wonderful talking to you and really be able to use that kind of energy that God has given me. And I hope that I can help a lot of people and realize that this kind of love, it does come from heaven. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just a conduit like anybody else on the planet. We all have the abilities of reaching higher levels of energy. We all have the ability to find out who we truly are by causing ourselves to open up to the energy, to let God come through and allow that energy to express itself. And believe me, it's a lot more powerful than what you're... Hello? Hello?
I think that was my telephone.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you're out of time, but I was told to wait online.
Sure. What can I help you with, dear?
Oh, I don't even know who you are, but I imagine I was guided to dial in.
I bet so. My name is Steve, right? Steve Bausch, yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Reading, so I didn't have to use the toll-free number.
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with Reading, Pennsylvania. My old stomping grounds.
Yeah, and I still don't know exactly. I guess my intuition tuned me in, so I guess I need some sort of energy boost.
Well, what we're doing
that I'm not tapping into
right
yet,
now,
or something.
Yeah. What we're doing right now is that we're opening up your heart. Your heart needs to be opened, and it's been closed down for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's opening now. You should be able to feel that energy going deeper inside of you. Can you feel that?
I feel something.
Yes. Allow it to work.
And I also listened. I listened in the last caller.
Uh-huh.
And I could feel it affecting me also.
Yes. It affects everybody that listens. Because we're all connected together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, now it's opening up your mind, honey. What we're doing is getting rid of the brain chatter for you.
Mm-hmm.
And focusing you and grounding you. You should be able to feel that already. How does that feel to you?
Feels just kind of relaxing, and I can feel I can feel energy in my feet. I feel the top of my feet.
Yes, that's correct. The energy goes right through your body, right through your feet, and through the bottom of the feet. That's wonderful, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Just stay there and just focus on all this love. There's an angel right above you, and they are touching you. He or she, there's no difference. I can't make a difference between angels anymore. I think they're very high, so it doesn't matter. But your energy, he or she has got his hands on your shoulders. There's another one that has his hands above your shoulders, about 6 inches, and there's another one above your head. So you should be able to feel that energy all through your body. There's energy that's coming out of you that you don't need anymore.
Wonderful.
So let it go, honey. Let that energy go. They're here to help you. Good. Let it go, honey. That's it. Just let that energy leave. Thank you, Lord. That energy is just pouring out of you. Can you feel that down by your tailbone, honey?
Mm-hmm.
You feel it tingling? Good, honey.
I'm
That's
trying to straighten my body out. I'm on the couch.
That's okay, honey. It's fine.
I have had physical challenges lately, a lot of them.
Right.
But intuitively, I have sensed like I was, it's almost like locked in a cage of my own making that I can't get out of.
Well,
you know?
We sometimes do that, but what's happening right now is the energy is freeing you from everything.
Right.
So allow that to embrace you.
Mm-hmm.
Allow that to just open you up and be free of everything. There we go. How does that feel?
It feels like love. I don't know how else to put it.
Total love, honey. Total love.
Oh dear. A knock at the door. Okay, is it all right if I walk?
Sure you can. You can do anything you want.
All right. I have to see who's knocking.
Sure.
Is it you? I'll be back with you in a minute. Who is my friend? All right.
Okay. Is she there with you?
No, she's gone. I didn't let her in. I just, said 1 minute.
Is she outside waiting to come in?
I don't think so. She lives right three apartments down.
Okay, great.
She saw me on the phone.
How does that feel to you, dear?
I just feels like relief.
Good, honey. You released a lot of negative energy that you don't need anymore. That needed to be freed. How does that feel now to you?
Feel like I need another good night's sleep.
That'll be good for you to do. That'll be good for you to do. What I need you to do is say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Just breathe it in. Oh, yeah. You feel a difference?
Mm-hmm.
I breathe in the breath of God. Boy, you should see the light in your body.
I have a pup here that wants it, too.
Yeah.
She's been climbing on me.
I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Who's there?
It's a little Papillon, black and white, about a 6-7 pound.
She's probably feeling it too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How does that feel now? Doesn't that feel wonderful?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What you can do is breathe in the breath of God a few times in the morning, a few times in the afternoon, and a few times in the evening, or breathe in as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote down everything the other man wrote down, I wrote down.
Good, honey. Good. I need to leave, sweetheart. It's 6:58.
Okay.
If you need my help, you can call me at home. I'll give you my phone number.
Okay.
It's 585-746-8321.
Okay.
Okay, God bless you. And
thank you.
I hope the energy really helps you a tremendous amount, honey, because you need it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Take care now.
All right. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So this is another wonderful evening. I hope everybody has had a good time and been able to feel that wonderful energy that's coming over for you. This is Steve Barish. I wanted to thank Dr. Bell and some other people, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and most of all, Hashem, who King David used to use that word, Hashem, which means his name, blessed be his name. Anyhow, have a wonderful evening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.